So we left off last week, we were trying to apply lemaisa some of the principles that we were talking about concerning the issue of tefillah shel shel chayala. So we said that one of the famous shailas today, which revolve around this issue, is the issue of diapers. So we wanted to be possibly be matir, the opening and the closing of diapers, if we're able to label it as a tefillah shel shel chayala. So we started to go through step by step of the diapering process to see, is this really a correct application? So when we first opened the diaper out of the package, so we said, well, maybe that's okay. Maybe that's a kriya of a tefillah shel shel chayala. Because you're only chayav for kareya on something that you would have been chayav for in tofer. So maybe that initial sticking together the diaper was an eina shel chayama. Why is it eina shel chayama? It's been together for the last 6 months. So we said, no, according to some achronim, anything that was stuck together with the intention of opening it at any moment's notice, as soon as the customer buys it and opens it, that's also considered to be like a shtikal eina shel chayama. So that was ready in machlokes. Is that called eina shel chayama? Then we said the next step of the diaper, the closing of the diaper on the baby, that's for sure eina shel chayama. Then when the baby's dirty, the opening, it's for sure in a shel chayama. Then the problem was the final closing. The person wants to take the diaper off and stick the tabs back together and throw it to a bag and throw it to the garbage. So maybe that's already chashash of a shel chayama. Why is that? Because when you make that final fastening together, it's going to last, not literally forever, but an awfully long time until that diaper decomposes. So what is that halacha? Is that considered to be shel chayama or not? Now again, this entire discussion that we're having is all assuming that eino shel chayama is a mitigating factor in the malacha of tofer, malachas of tofer in Korea. If you hold like half the Rishonim that there's a mood issue, so then we can dive into 6:30 minutes. Yeah, so nothing to talk about. So we're all working with the assumption that there is such a cool, such a heter of eino shel chayama by tofer in Korea, similar to kosher. And we're just trying to iron out the details. Is it really considered to be eino shel chayama or not? So let's focus for a moment on that last tefira, the last sticking of together, when, although on the calendar it's going to be shel chayama, but in my mind, it's not real shel chayama, in the following sense that I don't really care what happens to this diaper in a minute from now. My goal is to get this diaper that shouldn't fall apart in my hands. So I stick together those last tabs, throw it into a bag, throw the bag into the garbage. So on the one hand, you know, it's technically shel chayama, it is going to last a very, very long time. On the other hand, after a minute, I'm not really interested in it lasting a long time. So that's already a very dachistic question, very fine question within the definition of kayama. Do we define kayama as what's happening on the clock, on the calendar? Will it last forever? Or do we say that even though it's physically going to last forever, I don't really care that it lasts forever? So somehow that's like a lack of lachiz machshavas. The halachas of Shabbos very often follow what the person's intent is. Here, when I don't particularly care that's going to last shel chayama, maybe that doesn't qualify as chayama. So do we have any raya's? Do we have any raya's from the Gemara to such a question? How precisely do you define chayama for the purposes of Hilchos Shabbos? So one of the raya's...
We did have like l'ibud as a heter, like if you're doing something l'ibud, like by the milk...
Right. Right, so right, it's almost the opposite of l'ibud. Maybe, interesting, maybe. I mean, there also we saw that according to many poskim, it has to be immediately l'ibud. If it collects first and then gets thrown out, so many poskim held that was even a deraisa. So I don't know, I'm not sure whether it's going to help us or not. May help us, may hurt us. I'm not sure we want to go down that route. So one of the rayas that's discussed is a sugya that we spoke about last week when we were talking about some of the details of kosher. And of course, we've seen many, many connections, no pun intended, between kosher and tofer. But one of the sugyas that we discussed was the issue of tying the lulav together. We spoke about when a person ties the lulav and dasman and rubbers together, is that considered to be a malacha on yontif or not? So the Gemara basically said that you're not really supposed to tie it together. And we were working with the assumption that may even be a chashash of a deraisa. If you make an actual knot on the lulav and dasman and rubbers, that may even be a shav of deraisa of kosher. The question becomes, why exactly is that kosher? Is that a real kosher midaraisa? Is that a real kosher v'kesha shel kayama? So it's true that knot is going to last forever and ever and ever, but the minute Hoshana Rabbah rolls around, I don't really care what happens to that lulav. So it's not going to be longer than a week. Than I care about it. It's going to be longer than a week that it's going to physically exist, but it's not going to be longer than a week that I care about it. So maybe one could argue if the Gemara considers that to be a kosher, or that may even be a kosher deraisa, you'd say Enoshok Kayama, and according to many, Enoshok Kayama, the cutoff point is 7 days. That's really also a question that we spoke about. So how could we call this a Kayama? It's not true. I don't really care about it. So the answer is, you're right, I don't really care about it, but the Maisa is going to be that way. It's going to remain forever. When you tie a lulav, it's going to remain until the next Pesach. When you burn the lulav, it's going to remain for a long, long time. Even though you don't really care about lasting a long time, maybe you see a right for that Gemara that's still considered to be a status of Kayama. It's not an ironclad Raya, because we already spoke in the past, we spoke about kosher. Certain knots that are done for halachic reasons may be in their own realm. We spoke about the knots of tefillin, the knots of tzitzis, and the knots of lulav. So there may be a certain degree of chashivas to something where the halacha requires a knot to be done, even if you personally don't care about it. We don't necessarily want to go down that route. Do we have any other Raya's, any other suggestions? So there is a fascinating Raya that is brought by the Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin was known as the Brisker Rav. He was the Brisker Rav before the Brisker Rav was the Brisker Rav. He was the pre-Reb Chaim days of being the Brisker Rav. So Reb Shmuel Lev Diskin. So he eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael, and all the Diskins, everything that's Diskin in Yerushalayim was all named after him and his son, who were the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim for some time. So the Maral Diskin has a fascinating raya from a very famous sugya, a mission that appears in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara tells us how they used to have a system during the days of Bayesheni to try to ascertain whether they received the kapara for when the Sorha al-Azolza was brought. So the Pasuk says, kashanim kasheling yabino. So they would take a red string and they would hope and pray that the red string would turn white. So the Gemara has different versions, different times in history, where exactly they put that red string. So sometimes they would put the red string on the Beis HaMikdash, and then later years they put the red string on the Sorha al-Azolza itself. So at one point in history, the Gemara describes that they used to actually tie a string to the Sorha al-Azolza, and they would push the sword down, and then, so they would see, but the string would turn white, and that was a simon of Hashemayim that the chatayim were being forgiven. So comes Maral Diskin, a real brisker, says, wait a second, what was the heter to tie the string in the first place? Obviously, they tied the string on Yom Kippur, because before Yom Kippur, they didn't know which of the Sorha al-Azolza was, because you had to do the go roll. So you had two seerim in front of you, and you only to be determined Yom Kippur morning, which was going to be the Sorha al-Azolza. So if they tied the string in Yom Kippur, Alom de Shashala. How could they tie the string? The Shal of Kosher of Malach and Yom Kippur. Just like an example, like, someone's a chosid or a misnag, it looks at a sugya very, very differently. I always give the famous example. The Gemara says that when Yenison ben Uziel, the Gemara says every time he would learn, so the birds that would fly over, they would get burnt up by the koch of his Torah. So when the chassid reads this Gemara, he goes, wow, Yenison ben Uziel, he was a rebbe, he was a bal meifes, he would learn, and the fire from his learning would burn the bird. That's chassidus shebent on the Gemara. So the litvish shebent on the Gemara is, is he chayef a mazik? Because he causes, is it called grama? Is it called mazik b'yadayim? Because he burnt the birds. So same thing over here. Said a chassid learns this Gemara in Yuma. Wow, can you imagine the red, he's standing there watching the Kohen Gadol, and then the string is turning white, and the Eil Masal Yayinim, and the Kedusha V'tara. And Shul Lev Diskin is looking at him. Interesting. Is a Shalif Kosha Deraisa, who gave you a right to tie the string in the first place on Yom Kippur. So Maral Diskin says, so what do you see from here? From the fact that they tied this ring, you see from here, there must be that it was called the Kesher Shel Kesher Kayama. Why is it a Kesher Shel Kayama? Because after a few minutes, you're not really going to care about it anymore. Once it turns white, but doesn't turn white, you're done, finished. It's going to remain tied to the soil, the Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter. That's still considered to be a Kesher Shel Kayama. So according to the Maral Diskin, we can bring a raya from the who in a million years. If I would have told you before she started today that the raya to be matir, to put that last diaper on, or put that last band-aid around the band-aid or something, the raya is going to be from the string of the Sorha al-Azolza, you would have been a little bit skeptical. I don't blame you for being skeptical. I'm also a little skeptical about the raya. Others say, come on, give me a raya from that. I said, how do you know that it was Shel Kayama? Maybe as the sword got destroyed, so the string unraveled also. The Mishnah says, Nase Ivarm Ivarm. They would push the sword down, and it would be break into a million pieces. So the only thing that was left with it was the string. The string also ripped into a million pieces. So it wasn't Shel Kayama physically. It was very hard. We weren't there watching we may say the Avodah with a lot of fervor on Yom Kippur, but tachlis, none of us were there to watch exactly what happened to the string. So it's not to bring a Raya Brura from there. But anyway, it is somewhat of a still unresolved question in the Poskim about that very end, the very last tying together, the very last sticking together, is that a problem or not?
So,
it is always the machshava of your need for it. Subjective.
That's a further question.
The whole thing is thrown out.
Well, not
because if you build a building, it exists. What do you say? I'm in this island for a day, and then I'm flying out of here. I don't need it. I don't care if a tropical storm knocks down. Or you build any, or you do any malacha that has end result. The subjective could support it.
Okay, so that was the issue we had by kosher. That was the machlekes the people got in the shmura. Chaschinach all told me about if I tie a knot that normal people would tie forever, and I personally planned on doing it on Motzei Shabbos. So that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't willing to be makel on, even though others suggested possibly.
But this is
better than that, because here, everybody who ties the string to the Soil Azazel always ties it, not really caring about it. Everybody who puts that last diapers together, sticks it into the garbage, doesn't really care about it. It's not like I'm trying to be like the Yotzim in a klal. You're right. If I tie a regular, normal Boy Scout knot, and I say, Hinni Mucharim Zun, I'm taking off in an hour from now, so that the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not called Erech HaYama. But if it's a type of a knot, in this context, nobody ties it forever. Every year on the Beis Hamikdash, nobody cares about it. Every time I throw the diaper into the garbage, I don't care about it. So maybe one could argue that's even better than your case.
Is there a knot tied at the end of the ceremony also?
No, but well,
it was wrapped around, then what happened at the end?
You mean you want to tie? Well, the Gemara used the Lashon Kosher. So you want to tie the Lashon Kosher was Lavdavka, just meant it was wrapped around. I mean, okay, maybe, you know. We've seen the word kosher, not meaning kosher before. So maybe you want to see the whole Raya Zishkin Raya to start with. Again, it's very hard. The first Yom Kippur, we'll have to all make sure. Most people are going to be focusing on the effort. We're going to all want to make sure that the knot is not tied. The briskets are going to be.
No, but maybe there's a Raya that you have to be morcham, meaning even if I wrap something up tightly without knotting it at the end, that might be usur.
Okay, that touches on what we spoke with the wrapping and the twining and the tying. Yeah, maybe. It's hard to tell.
That suggests to Henry's question. I think the nature of tying something is that if the action is tying it, so there'll be a lasting value to it. Other malachos, you don't really have that.
Okay. We're going to come back to that. As we touch on more malachos of kosher and dofer, we're going to come back to that yourself. Very good. So again, so we've seen one practical application of the Shaila, a tefira that physically is going to last, but intentionally not necessarily going to last. That's the case of that last sticking together with the diaper. There's another application in terms of the Band-Aids. It's really the same Shaila. When you open up a Band-Aid, so also you're taking off the adhesive strips. So it's the same kind of a Shaila. Is it tofer, kare, etc.? And again, if you're willing to be makel in the initial chayama, so then it's probably going to be mutter all along the way. But very often, you get a cut on the top of your finger or something. So what people like to do is they'll wrap the bandaid around itself. And when you wrap the bandaid around itself, when it comes time, if it's a few hours or tomorrow, whatever it is, to take the bandaid off, you're not going to undo the bandaid. You just kind of slip it off and throw it into the garbage. So one could argue, wait a second, when you wrap the bandaid around itself, you're being tofer shel chayama. That bandaid is going to remain stuck to itself forever and ever and ever. Even though once you take it off your finger, throw it into the garbage, you don't really care about it. But that's back to the Soil Azazel, back to the Sukkis Egilul of Shaila. So many folks can recommend that if you have to put a band-aid on Shabbos, try to stick the band-aid to your skin rather than to the band-aid itself. If you stick it to your skin, you know it's coming off at some point. If you stick it to the band-aid itself, you may end up not taking it off. So again, the mekila by the diapers at the end would be makeup by the band-aid, because it's really the same shayla. The machmir by the diapers would be machmir as well. Lefini's night, I think it's not a bad chumran. I think it makes a lot of sense, because you have to put things into perspective. Because the whole kula here, Rav Enosher Chayam, is very, very shaky. We're not even sure this whole thing is mutter to start with. So, we're willing to be making. We're looking the other way. We're letting you change the diapers. It's a shasar chak, you have to change the diapers. The shasar chak, you have to put a bandaid on. So we're being makel. But to start adding on more unnecessary kulas, so, hovidul alosifalah, as they say, to be makel on the ikra din that Enosher Chayam is okay, I think that's all right. To start to give a very, very lenient version of the chiddush, based on my old Diskins, with goats falling off the cliffs, we're not sure that's really such an absolute raya, and then maybe it's better when the chachilah should try to be machmer in this. Look, we've been working with an assumption, not just today, we've been working with the assumption for the last two shiurim already, that we really have a problem on our hands. And we're spending a lot of time trying to solve a problem, now we have to go a couple of steps back and see, do we really have a problem to solve with? Namely, is there really, really an issue of tofer and the extension of tofer being the opposite, being kareya, when it comes to the band-aids, when it comes to the diapers? Is this really honest and goodness tofer to begin with? Why did we think this was tofer to start with? So we started thinking that it's tofer based on the Shittas HaRambam. So we go back for a minute to the 10th of the Rambam Kamos. It's really what started this whole part of the sugya going. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos per Gittel Och Yud Aleph, Hamadamik Niyaros Oros Bekolon Shel Sofrim. If a person sticks either paper or animal skins together with the kol shel sofrim is the sofrim's glue. It's the paste, the glue. V'chayotzeh ba'areza told us tofer v'chayev. So a person who glues paper together is chayev. V'chayne mefark ni'aros, d'vukin o'oros, d'vukin v'lonis kavin, l'kal k'movan, areza told us k'rev v'chayev. And similarly, if a person breaks apart, rips apart the animal skins or the papers that are stuck together, as long as he does it for positive reason. The Ram, of course, had to air that in. If you do it for derech kilkul, that's a totally different p'tor. That's considered to be told of Kareya. So basically the Rambam is the source for this din. And we pointed out when we first quoted the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't say this, but the Rambam figures it out mi'atzma when the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and all the poskim assume it's correct. There's no reason to disagree with the Rambam. So we assume that Medavik Niyaros is Tofer, and Mafri Ben Niyaros is Mefarik Ben Niyaros is considered to be Kareya. So comes the Aruch HaShulchan in the 11th in the Marim Kamos. It's the third line from the end. Third line at the end of the Yerucha Shulchan, 11th of the Rambam Kamos. The Yerucha Shulchan says, according to the Rambam, who just took the malacha of Tofer and Kareh out of the tailor's shop and into the world of papers and glues and animal skins and all the above. So basically, what the Rambam just told us is that the malacha of Tofer and the malacha of Kareh really has nothing to do with stitching. It really has to do with connecting. Because anytime you take two things and connect them together, it doesn't really matter what the form of connection is. Whether the form of connection is thread, whether the form of connection is glue or paste, it's all the same thing. So ask the Aruch HaShulchan, v'im tishal, v'im kein, kosher v'tofer, achas heim. Da'agam kosher v'chaber advarim zel azeh. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, wait a second. So then why isn't every malacha of kosher a malacha of tofer? This is the opposite of the question that we spoke about last week. Last week we asked, why isn't every tofer a kosher? The Aruch HaShulchan turned the question on its head and saying, let every kosher be a tofer. Because if you think about it, what are you doing when you're kosher? You're taking two strings and you're tying them together. Oh, that's called tofer. So Kozman, that the Rambam didn't exist, and we thought that tofer meant with needles and thread, a very, very specific tzura of connection, like the connection of tofer of the Mishkan. We thought that the imagery of tofer was sewing. So then the kash obviously didn't get off the ground. But once the Rambam takes tofer out of urias, out of threads, and out of fabric, and out of garments, and the etzem of the malach is Hashem the chibur, so now we can turn around and ask a valid question. Why isn't every kosher, in effect, also chayah because of, quote-unquote, tofer, because of being mechaber?
So, kosher, because if you have a knot that can be two ways, it can bind, permanently, or like a bow that just falls apart, it can never be into the context of tofer, because tofer has a unique quality that requires no action other than doing this. Shira has a whole process. It's like binyan, and it.
Okay, but the question is that making it better or making it worse? But at the end of the day, the result is the same. I have two things that are now connected. I connect the two things. I add a string, I connect them together. I add a paper, connect them together. I add a piece of fabric, I connect them together. So that is the etzem of the malach of tofer. So then kosher should fall under that category. You're right, it's done in a different way, but the act of gluing and the act of sewing are really very different from one another, and the Rambam still says that you chayev one for the other. So that's Aruch HaShulchan's question. So comes Aruch HaShulchan and says, no, the answer is as follows. The Eina came, two lines at the bottom, the chibur de keshia ro'oi lahatiro ulashivo lekadmuso. Rasha ekein betofer medabek, shekashe yirtze lahashivo lekadmusom, the hechrech lekalkalom v'likroa zemizem ashenoke bekosher. Comes Rosh Hashanah with a fascinating insight. He says, if you think about it really carefully, he says that The Malach of Topher, both in the sense of stitches and as the sense of gluing, when you undo that malacha, you got to really work on it. Not that you have to work on it, but when you undo the malacha, it's recognizable that something was done. You had to rip. When you have to rip through an article of clothing, you got to rip it. You don't just, quote unquote, take it apart. You have to rip through it. When you have two pieces of paper that are stuck together, get just, you know, nicely, gently, silly. You got to rip them apart. And very often the paper rips in the process. Very often when you rip a garment, so part of the garment rips in the process. It's not just a nice, simple separation, and the things go back to the way they were. Chadashim Menachem Kedem. That's the key line, he says. The Ein Roi Latir LaShiv LaKadmuso. By cashier. When you, I tie my shoelace in a knot. I take it apart. I can't tell. There's no difference. I undo my tie. So I'm back to where I started from. There was no destruction necessary. There was no change. There was no shinui lekadmuso that was necessary to bring it back to where it was before. That is part and parcel of the definition of the malacha of Tofer. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, yes, it's true. Tofer has nothing to do with thread. And nothing. Tofer has nothing to do with garments. But it has everything to do with a type of a connection that is nikra la'ayin when the connection is being undone. And that's where kosher and tofer part ways. According to this yisod of the Aruch HaShulchan, this may be helpful now in other things that also appear to be, now, at first glance, sound like a very tofer type of an action, and maybe you're going to fall short dafka because of this. There's a famous chumra that the Chorim discussed. It started with a Korban Nisan, was a parish in the Rush, who came up with the following suggestion, tremendous potential chumra. That's the issue of using pins on Shabbos. I want to pin up something. I want to use a safety pin on Shabbos. So came the Korban Asana and raised the question, maybe using a safety pin, maybe Shabbat Deraisa. So Deraisa, what? Where Deraisa? Toifer. And undoing a safety pin, it's Shabbat Deraisa of Korea. Because if you think about it, I took two pieces of a garment, say I have my pants, a rip or something. So I want to take a safety pin and basically use the pin to stick together two pieces of clothing. What's the difference whether I use thread? What's the difference, as the Rambam says, that I use glue? What's the difference if I use a safety pin? It would be a problem. Now, it may be mutter for other reasons based on kayama. And again, that becomes part of our whole story. Is there an issue of kayama? Is this called kayama? Let's say I'm pitting it together for a long time. Maybe I want to be machmel like the shittas that say there's no hetav in a shakayama. So, Kol Gup Mecharenim raised the objection. Maybe pinning together is a chashash of toifah. So Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that he doesn't think it's true. He thinks that Mikra did, it's not really true. Why is it not so fair? So one of the reasons that Rav Moshe writes is, I don't remember whether he actually quotes Aruch HaShulchan or he says to me, Tamatzmo, says is that when you undo a pin, easy come, easy go. You can't tell anything happened. When you undo a stitch, you got to work on it, you got to rip, and half the time you rip into the clothes. Open up the pit, take it apart, and business as usual, back to normal. So says Rav Moshe, that undermines the very essence of what the malacha of Tofer is about. There may be other reasons why pinning things may not be considered.
Then just be kosher.
It's not really kosher. It's not. That's not really the malacha of kosher. Kosher is you take things and you tie it together. So it's different.
But it may
fall between the cracks. That means it's not Tofer.
Sounds more like Tefira.
But it's not. That's what he's saying. That it's lacking that basic component of Tofer. Tofer means it has to be a type of a connection that will be recognizable when you take it apart. So it's out of the realm of Tofer. You want to call it kosher? It's not really kosher. It's not kosher.
Judging it based on the results, the end result, then kosher, it is like kosher because two strings together, now they're apart. The way they were.
But they were connected, but they weren't. Nikshu Aniva.
Never had that explanation
But Aniva. Aniva is not chayef. Make a bow is it? It's mutter lechatchila. Make a bow on Shabbos. But we saw that. We pass in Shulchan Aruch. Aniva is mutter. If you make a kasher on the bottom, other problems. But just the bow itself. The strings are connected. So the answer is so what? We never found anyone to say that if it's not called an official kosher, that it's not considered to be part of the malach of kosher. How do you know which malach is extend, which not? You got to be wrong for that to know how to extend tofer out into kosher.
So let's say you had a hem and it fell apart. You took 20 pins, right, and you pinned it around to make it.
According to many achrayim, it's hetagoma. According to many chachamim, it's not tofer. It falls short for tofer. It falls right between the cracks of kosher and tofer.
So is it, does he maybe look at the safety pin because it has a lock on it?
No, I don't think he was talking about a safety pin. I don't think they had safety pins in the 1700s. He's talking about pins. So he says any pinning is a potential problem.
But like they also show them to the keter for diapers.
Well, again, we're getting there. That's exactly what we're getting to. So again, so there was a big tumult in the poskim about the pinning story. So one of the svaras that Ramosha said was this idea that similar to Yerucha Shulchan's idea, that it doesn't take all that much effort and that nothing really is changed when you undo it. So according to that svara of the Yerucha Shulchan and Ramosha, now we have to go back to the diaper story and ask ourselves, wait a second. We're not even sure this was a violation of Medabik Niyoros in the first place. The Rambam was describing, I go back to the Middle Ages, the Rambam was describing, you're taking two pieces of paper, and the kolosho, so using this paste, using this stuff that's there for good, it's really going to stick it together. How are you going to undo these papers? How in the world are you going to separate papers? Imagine, you have a crazy glue. How are you going to undo something that's stuck together with crazy glue? You're going to have to yank at it, tug at it, pull at it. What's going to happen half the time? Half the time the papers themselves are going to rip. That's Korea. That's Toyfair. You have a diaper, and you take off the tab, the adhesive tab. The diaper doesn't rip. The tab, nothing rips. Easy come, easy go. It could be. It's such an easy come, easy go. It's closer to kosher than it is to Toyfair. Now it's obviously not really kosher because we know that kosher only exists when you're tying knot. So this may fall between the cracks also. The band-aids, the diapers, all the adhesive tabs of today may fall between the cracks. It's not quite tofer, and it's not quite kosher. It's not kosher because obviously it's not an act of kesher. And it's not quite tofer because it doesn't have that quality of medabik niyoros that the Rambam was describing of something which is eino chozer l'kadmo. So that would be another possible hetter for all the things we're talking about. So we have tzedadim l'kan l'kan in terms of the diapers. We had on the one hand, some wanted to aser all the diapers. Everything is aser. Tefil shechiyahu doesn't have. Everything is aser diapers. Then we had others who said that diapers are mutter legamrei, who was never shaila in the first place based on this svara. Then you have other poskim who say, no, diapers are a shaila, but maybe we could remount them based on Enesha Koyama. Assuming that's the head of Enesha Koyama, then you got to chisel away and figure out, is the first undoing Enesha Koyama, is the last fasting together, Shokoyama, not depending on all the things that we spoke about. So you have fundamentally three very, very different approaches in the contemporary poskim to the issue of diapers. You have the first group of poskim who say that the Tacha Aser. You have the second group of poskim who say that Mutter because it was never Shaila in the first place. You have the third group of poskim who say it was a Shaila and we have to be Matver based on Enesha Koyama, and then you got to analyze case by case whether it's considered to be Enesha Koyama. Suffice it to say, most people do open diapers. In the Minhag HaOlam, people tend to be makel to open diapers. Baruch Hashem, the good news is that most of the diapers today don't even have the tabs anymore. Most of the diapers today are the Velcro diapers. The Velcro diapers are probably mutter legamrei. It's not even considered to be a tefir altogether. It's closer to what the post is. It's almost like a button. The Velcro are basically just it's like little zippers, like little buttons stuck together. It's not really an act of tefir altogether, according to most poskim. If I'm not mistaken, the only diapers that's still holding out the old style of Pampers. Am I right? I think the Pampers are still. Pampers are still there. They're from the free. They're there. Minig Rav said to me, "Dainy, we had adhesive tabs. Pampers refused to change. But Huggies and the other brands. I think I've made the switch over to Velcro, which is significantly better for us. So the diapering itself is probably mutter based on a variety of different cheshbonos. We spoke a little bit in the past about some of the other exciting issues that come up in terms of the changing babies with the wipes and the creams and the diapers that turn colors when the baby is dirty. You can give a whole month of Hilchos Shabbos just on the act of changing diapers. But at least from the Torah point of view, we have a couple of potentially good coolers in terms of the current diapers. So yeah, Shami Lismach, those which will change your diapers. But I still think Lechatchila, when you finish changing the last diaper, not such a great tzarech to stick it together. It's probably better just take that last diaper, the dirty diaper, and throw it into a bag and put the bag away, throw the bag away, rather than actually fasting that last diaper. I think that's probably an unnecessary chiddush that we don't have to rely on that cooler. Okay.
How is Velcro different than your